Okay, welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé. We're into the second hour. And very briefly, Joan has to leave. But, Vicki, I wanted to make sure that your question was answered to your specifications. Vicki?
Just let me tell you two things. I saw a presentation by Bill Clinton. It was like a little panel group, and they were talking about the third way. And if you do a search on the third way,
right,
you know about that?
If you read my book, Global Straitjacket, I have a whole section on the third way.
Okay, and then there's a bill in Congress to fund a new think tank for sustainability. So I just wanted, I think it's H.R. 4664.
I'm sorry, what's the name of that House bill?
H.R. 4664, I believe, by Blumenthauer.
Yeah.
And Wu. I'll leave you with that.
Okay. You've brought up several different levels and several different types of change. Okay. First of all, we have to address the speed of change. We are no longer in the manual typewriter age. We are in the computer age, in which things get done in nanoseconds. It is scary. It shows how fast we are moving. There are so many processes and so many people and so many organizations now from, let's say, 1945 when the United Nations was created that are all working towards various facets that are completely changing society, the structure of government, morals, values, the neighborhood, how we are ordered and reordered. None of us can keep up with it. 10.5 years ago, I thought I had a fighting chance to keep up with a half a dozen issues plus all the other responsibilities I have. It's unbelievable. You can't. It is like a Mack truck with regard to the number of bills, the speed of bills, the people who are in key places that are not pro-U.S. Constitution, the people who are for world government. I mean, unfortunately, we only have not even a handful of people in Congress who support the Constitution, who really understand the diabolical agenda that's going on globally. What is the answer? The answer is each one of us getting involved. That is the answer. You may not have the time, you may not have the money, but you determine the best way to get involved. We can no longer stay silent. Just like the person who's been emotionally or physically abused, they come to a point where they say, I hurt so bad I've got to open my mouth because I can't handle it and I've got to let some of this out. Well, we can no longer be silent. We must take a stand and make a stand because, you see, freedom, when it's lost, is lost forever.
Joan, aren't we witnessing 13 years of implementation of Agenda 21?
Yes.
And there it is.
Yes, there it is. I mean, you know, you can go to, you know, it's very interesting in going to Agenda 21, and I have the Biological Diversity Treaty, I have Agenda 21, I have textbooks that are being used in our colleges and universities that teach Agenda 21. Again, you go back to Genesis 1, and you look at how God created heaven and earth and how it was good, and then you look at Agenda 21, there's a complete control and takeover of all of the earth's resources, including you and I. Does this sound ridiculous? Yes. Does it sound Orwellian? Yes. Does it almost sound stupid when a person talks about it in the language that we talk about? Yes. But guess what? Those people haven't done their homework.
Joan,
you better start reading. Start with my website, womensgroup.org. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joan. Look forward to it. 301-371-0541. The number for Joan Vion, 301-371-0541. On with the show, Agenda 21. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. broadcast called American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. We continue to delve into directions that most aren't aware of. And it's just a shocker to me that it's such a secret today. Agenda 21 is the biggest well-kept secret in the world. Joan said it. I said it. 13 years into implementation is what it's all about. It goes way back, though. The police state being implemented comes directly out of State Department Publication 7277 from 1961. It's very, very simple. Public laws have been enacted. The latest, as far as I know, from 1989, Public Law 101-213, to help implement State Department Publication 7277. You can go to Title 22 of the U.S. Code. And they'll talk about a world completely disarmed. In order to completely disarm a country, you have to have a police state to do it. And so what are we dealing with but a local Agenda 21, which is a program for reorganizing everyone under a one-world government, listeners. Nikki Rapana from the Anti-Communitarian League, she describes LA 21, local Agenda 21. The Communitarian Plan for Reinventing Government, she says, was adopted by the UN in 1992. Well, that was 13 years ago. Average citizens were not consulted. There were no public votes cast for or against in any of the affected free nations. In most of free and democratic countries, the nation's taxpayers were never even told about it. And the nation's taxpayers are what pay for their government. There were no big decisions and discussions of its purpose for ultimate consequences. It was also called a grassroots, holistic, sustainable development movement. And who is going to argue with that? No major editorials, no explanation of how it will be imposed. It was simply quietly announced by the national governments who endorsed it. Nobody knew it required a total reorganization of government systems, or that it eliminated private property rights in the free countries. There it is. No mention of it eliminating the private property rights in free countries, listeners. It was, for the most part, generally conceived to be a good thing. It was promoted as a just, scientific, non-threatening way of cleaning up the world. The major media outlets were mostly silent, while the 13 years the UN's LA 21 laws have been imposed on all 166 member nations. Almost every state in the U.S. has implemented LA 21. They've set up organizations. Most are doing it very quietly, and a few, like Iowa, are bragging about it. And you're encouraged to check out an Earth Charter on Agenda 21 for Iowa, posted by the University of Iowa. LA 21 modifies legal nation laws and policies that conflict with the plan. In the U.S., all constitutional law conflicts with LA 21 law, listeners. Local Agenda 21 law. And this is the point in the problem that I see. I'm very, very adamant about it. Well, let's just leave it at that. Many nationals have come here for searching for specific countries' local Agenda 21 plans. And if you're coming here from outside the United States, please know that we're openly opposed to communitarian plans. And I'm talking about the Communitarian League, listeners. The Communitarian League website does not support eliminating nations in order to form a one-world community government. And if you agree with them, or if there is any organized local resistance to your country against your plan, they'd like to know. From the number of visitors they've had lately, it appears this powerful and important legal document is finally getting the national attention it deserves. Every country in the world has a local Agenda 21 blueprint, even though many remain unfinished. They link to several of them on their website if you cannot find yours online. And they appreciate links to opposition sites from anywhere in the world. It's not only our country that will disappear under the plan. Iraq had one before Freedom or Operation Freedom, and hardly any of their plan was filled in. In other words, hardly any of Agenda 21 was being implemented under Saddam Hussein. And this really is a plan for global government. The entire world is at risk. The political philosophy that upholds LA 21 is called communitarianism. Communitarian Network founder, the guru of globalization, Dr. Amanti Adesone, is a prominent player in many global legal sessions, sharing his moral advice, if nothing else, an advisor to several U.S. presidents, and a strong voice advocating a new world order. Adesone's recent attendance at the very exclusive World Political Forum in Turin on March 2005 shows his powerful role in planning for an international government. The UN Local Agenda 21 is not a local or a grassroots movement of an evolving, holistic, more moral humanity. No matter what evolved British, Israeli, or Fabian scholars tell us, Local Agenda 21 is a top-down global government program created by the U.S. in collaboration with communist and imperialistic governments. Agenda 21 will overrule national and state constitutions. There's another organization, chart of the UN 21 program in Germany. And these are their primary official sites that I have here on her website. And when you connect dots to understanding the big picture in place, today, it is 13 years of implementation of this document, Agenda 21. Without a doubt, this is the way it is, people. So when I refer to Joan Vion's Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, she talks about public-private partnerships. The vehicle to enforce the concept of sustainable development is the public-private partnership. And she has a diagram here where you have multi-stakeholder partnerships building bridges towards sustainable development. And it says one of the major challenges facing the world community as it seeks to replace unsustainable development patterns with environmentally sound and sustainable development is the need to activate a sense of common purpose on behalf of all sectors of society. The chances of forging such a sense of purpose will depend on the willingness of all sectors to participate in genuine social partnership and dialogue, while recognizing the independent roles, responsibilities, and special capacities of each. This comes from Chapter 27 of Agenda 21, which addresses the pressing problems of today, also aims to prepare the world for the challenges of the next century. It reflects a global consensus on development and environment cooperation. Its successful implementation is first and foremost the responsibility of governments. So when you check this out on our website, on Nikki Rapana's site, you go to the UN Development of Economic and Social Affairs, Division for Sustainable Development. They talk about Agenda 21 as a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of what they call, and what I call, the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which human impacts on the environment. And they go about stating that Agenda 21, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, and the Statement of Principles for the Sustainable Development of Forests were adopted by the more than 178 governments at the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. Once again, as you've heard before, in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil, 13 to 14 June 1992. The Commission on Sustainable Development was created in December 1992 to ensure effective follow-up of UNCED, that's the UN conference. The once again, UNCED, the UN, what is UNCED? UN Conference on Sustainable Economic Development, that's what it is. The UN Conference on Economic Development, I would believe that's what it stands for. And really, these abbreviations in these groups and organizations are so many now that it's a gigantic monster. And this is why it's just amazing to me after all this time that Agenda 21 has been kept such a secret. Nancy Levan has written about it. Others have talked about it. And here we are in 13 years of implementation of this. You can see it in the papers. In many respects, in your local papers, you can see it being implemented, and no talk about this being part of Agenda 21. What is Agenda 21? The plan for humanity on the planet for the 21st century, including the World Toilet Organization listeners. So they say in their own website, the full implementation of Agenda 21, the program for further implementation of Agenda 21, and the commitments of the Rio principles are strongly reaffirmed in the World Summit on Sustainable Development held in Johannesburg, South Africa, from the 26th of August to the 4th of September in 2002. That was the 10-year anniversary of Agenda 21. So here you have all this coming together, and it's all easy to find. And we'll have Joan Vion with us tomorrow on the first hour. We'll have Darren Weeks, the webmaster, or the head webmaster of AmericanExpose.com, on the second hour. We have Carol in Arkansas. Carol, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Yes.
What you're just talking about reached out and touched me today.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, really.
Let's hear it.
Well, I have this piece of property in the industrial area in Little Rock, which is a commercial area.
Keep your thoughts in place. Just
all
in
right.
Time for the break. We have Carol in Arkansas listeners. And your calls, 800-313-9443, if you so desire. We'll be back to continue with Carol in Arkansas. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé listeners. The pledge line is always open for you to keep this network on the roll. 800-724-2719 is the pledge phone number to pledge your support to Republic Broadcasting, the last and only hope for this republic and the restoration thereof, in my opinion. 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, that is the pledge line. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. Carol in Arkansas, let's hear your dilemma.
Well,
which is everyone's dilemma, isn't it, Carol?
It really is. It really is, and it's unbeknownst until you run into it.
There
and,
you go.
And this is the case. I wanted to fill this about it'll amount to less than 2 acres, of a drainage ditch in order to develop this piece of land. Now, there's more acreage there, but this is in the front, and in order to, really make it like it ought to be, that needs to be filled up. So my son did some little research, and he found out what would have to happen normally, since that is in a district out there where the Corps of Engineers has always managed all of that. You would just go to the Corps of Engineers and get approval to put a culvert in there and go on over it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now then, he said, well, Mommy, we've got to go before a mitigation board. And I said, what mitigation board? And he said, well, what you have to do, he said, I researched this now, and they tell me that in order for them to approve you to do that on your property, you have to agree to buy the same equal amount of mitigation property, which is amounts to swampland or wetland,
mm-hmm.
that I would pay for that will be laid out forever, that will never be used by anybody. This is part of sustainable development. This is part of the Agenda 21. And until it reaches out and touches you, you don't realize they're doing it. But other than the other really glaring thing to me that is very obvious, or should be, is that they're building thousands of apartment buildings. I mean, they're just building apartment buildings everywhere. This is true in Little Rock. This is true in Fayetteville. You go down the freeway there, and you just see blocks and blocks of these apartment buildings. And you got to ask yourself, who's going to move into all these apartments? We haven't needed them up to now.
So what is your thought about that?
Well, it wasn't a week after the Supreme Court ruling on eminent domain that the government could, in fact, just say, we don't want these houses here, and they can claim it. Doesn't matter if it's for a school or, according to the Constitution, it had to be for something for the public, like a school or a military base, et cetera, something really for the public. But this is clearly in an industrial, would be an industrial area. But there were, I don't know how many families, but a whole lot of families. At least 21 homes would be affected, maybe more, in Little Rock, where they condemned these homes. They just said, we're going to take this property and the homes will be bulldozed. These people are going to be displaced. These people, many of them black. There were a few whites lived in there, but they met at the community center there in their area to protest it. And, of course, it all fell on deaf ears, and it's going to go nowhere, and their homes are going to be demolished, and they are going to be displaced or put in apartments, I believe, because their homes are not, you know, the government doesn't want those homes down there. They'd rather have industry or, you know.
Or nothing at all.
Huh?
Or nothing at all.
Or nothing at all. That's true. And as I recall, the man who, where the property is, where the Clinton Library is, the man decided after he heard what they were, what the city was going to do with it, they were going to put this presidential library there, he refused to sell it to them, and they took him to court and took it anyway. And so we have no property rights. I mean, it's a done deal. Who do you turn to? The court's not going to rule for you. The only thing I can see here, Chris, is that if we can get this, enough people in states to maybe get something on the docket to vote on statewide, where we could immediately, it would be a recall, an automatic recall on any representative in our from our state that would vote for any of these world treaty organizations that the people have not approved.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, because we can't seem to get enough people together in one place. You know, a great time would be before this FTAA meeting that Bush is going to in Argentina, if you could get enough people together to really make a counter-protest meeting, that it would be, you know, large enough that they would understand loud and clear, because the people in South America don't want it either, and they are making a lot of noise about it.
And, oh, really?
But I just thought it was interesting that, you know, I've run smack dab into this Agenda 21, and they're going to force me, in order to prove 2 acres on my land that I already own, they're going to force me to pay for some of this wetland.
Well, that is a shocking thought, isn't it, Carol?
Yes, it is.
Do you want to stay over?
Well, that was pretty much what I had to say.
Okay.
If you have any questions.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. We continue with these directions, and certainly the most prominent direction in place is the restoration of our property rights. And, you know, I know the legalese behind it all, but we were born into a lie. Are we expected to go through all the rulings and regulations to expose what's happened to us? In this date and time when actually our Constitution has for all intents and purposes been written off, eliminated. But we can make a point to our elected representatives that we don't want this to be. If the sheer numbers of people in this country get to understand this UN system, then we have an opportunity to make a difference. So on the 2nd of August, from USA Today, states across the country are rushing to pass laws to counter the potential impact of this U.S. Supreme Court ruling in June that allows state and local governments to seize homes for private development. In Alabama, Governor Bob Riley will sign a law that prohibits the state, cities, and counties from taking private property for retail, office, commercial, industrial, or residential development. The thought of this is very positive to me. With the sheer numbers of people listening to this network and getting on the right page of understanding how this has been going on for so long, we have a chance. We have an opportunity. Apparently, according to this USA Today article, Delaware also has changed its law since the high court ruling on eminent domain. Legislatures in at least 8 other states are weighing proposals this year. And what gives the Supreme Court the authority to decide how you're going to live your life on your property? What gives the UN system the right, or the State Department the right, to tell you how you're going to live on your property? And once again, don't pay your property taxes and see what happens. There is another crux of the situation. So this article is on the website, AmericanExpose.com. But it's very, very important for you to realize how this is being done to us and at us. And apparently, many aren't paying attention, but a lot are. A lot are starting to realize how this is going on today. And this is the Hegelian dialectic being maneuvered on us and at us. And many of you have seen this before, but environmental activist attorney Daniel Sitars made this statement. Many of you have heard this before. Bear with me. He says, Agenda 21 proposes an array of actions which are intended to be implemented by every person on Earth. Effective execution of Agenda 21 will require a profound reorientation of all human society, unlike anything the world has ever experienced, a major shift in the priorities of both governments and individuals, and an unprecedented redeployment of human and financial resources. So here you have this in place, 13 years into implementation, and according to Darren Weeks, he says, according to the United Nations, Agenda 21 is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which human impacts on the environment. That's the quote. Once again, Agenda 21 is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which human impacts on the environment. Keep in mind the latest Pearl Harbor. What have we had in the past but created crises to get us into wars? Going back to the Federal Reserve passage in 1913, 1914, World War One starts. The sinking of the Lusitania ultimately got us into World War One. The League of Nations, it goes on. The Pearl Harbor incident, which was allowed to happen by our administration. The Korean War, the Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam, all these different scenarios. And now weapons of mass destruction with Saddam Hussein. And yet Israel has weapons of mass destruction. Why isn't Israel a concern of ours to have weapons of mass destruction, listeners? So Agenda 21 is actually a worldwide blueprint for international totalitarian control on all the earth. Keep in mind, we have to be disarmed. That takes us back to State Department Publication 7277. We've been engineered into these wars, which has created more refugees, which is giving the impetus for the UN system to say, yes, we need to give to these poor countries, take from the rich countries, give to the poor countries. Well, how rich is this country today, listeners? Debt note dollar. Every family is in a debt situation. The children being indoctrinated into the UN system, in the public school system. The whole move is very laughable if you're watching from the outside. But we're not watching from the outside. We're all on the inside. Everybody on this planet are on the inside. So once again, Agenda 21 is actually a worldwide blueprint for international totalitarian control of all the earth and its resources, including human resources. Us. We're a human resource. We were declared a human resource in the 1930s. The goal of Agenda 21 is sustainable development, a term used to expound upon the UN position that human beings are destroying the Earth's atmosphere, its wildlife, and natural resources. Well, when that is happening, we have a whole decade of aerial spraying that has been going on. We don't understand the bottom line of aerial spraying, although Carnicom's website is very, very close to getting it all without the documentation. Cliff Carnicom has come to the EPA and asked him about this, and NASA, and he's questioned, and they never come back with any kind of a definitive answer of any of the aerial spraying that's been going on. So is the aerial spraying creating more endangered species, listeners? There's the question we have to live with. Weather modification. Are the countries in Africa being given drought inducement to keep them from growing on their own? So we have to feed them, take from this country to give to them? In the meantime, certainly everyone is aware of NAFTA, which is part of GATT, formed in 1947. GATT started in 1947. It was voted on by majority vote, GATT, in 1994, I believe. It was a majority vote, which is unconstitutional right there. The breaker of that tie was Al Gore. You know, the arm twisting to get these global agreements into place are just, how do I put it? Done deal in the words? It's the implementation process of all this, and this is why I keep stressing the fact that we don't really have a Treasury anymore. It's the IMF. The Secretary of Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF. Every country that is a member of the United Nations has to be a member of the IMF, and they all have a governor. Our alternate governor of the IMF, first the governor is John Snow, the alternate governor, Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve. So the purpose of Agenda 21 is to curtail this supposed threat by humans by pushing for governments to implement policies restricting populations of people from engaging in what they call risky behavior, and these globalists deem as lacking sustainability. So what behavior is considered risky or lacking in sustainability? Virtually every behavior in which one engages in a free society. And there's the problem, listeners. Under Agenda 21, land, water, minerals, the air, the population itself, all must be tightly managed. Relocations of populations of people to sustainable communities is a necessary part of the sustainable equation. Now, what did Carol just call in about? People losing their properties. And lots of apartments being built around her. Could these be the sustainable community areas that are being set up in her part of Arkansas? I would tend to think so. This plan has been in place for many, many years, 13 years. So, according to Darren, if sustainable development is achieved, freedom will be nothing more than a fading memory on the global UN plantation. Instrumental in the implementation of worldwide sustainable development, which is nothing less than worldwide Marxism, are numerous non-governmental organizations. And we have links to many of these organizations here on the website in our Agenda 21 section. And more links will be added as time passes. So there is a section of why you should care. And I take this right to the State Department organization, first of all, with Agenda 21. And then you go to Sustainable Development Partnerships, a new website some months ago by the State Department. That's right. Sustainable Development Partnerships is a website of the State Department, the U.S. Department of State. And they say, my community, Our Earth Partnership, dated June 1st, 2005. The My Community, Our Earth Partnership selected three recipients of its top award for youth projects that address economic, social, and economic issues. Keep in mind, school to work, lifelong learning, all these are being implemented and directed for this Agenda 21. And the award-winning projects from primary, secondary, and college-age youth examine sustainable development issues facing their communities, considering the ramifications of the challenge and its solution at local, state, and global levels. The highest-scoring project from primary and middle schools explored public transportation in Kingston, Jamaica. The secondary school winner, also from Jamaica, created a hazard map based upon a risk analysis of areas prone to severe flooding. And keep in mind, Joan Vion believes the last tsunami was created. I believe they were created. It was created as well. They've already mentioned sustainable communities. According to Darren, they've already mentioned the fact that no coastal building will be allowed in the tsunami-affected areas. I would not relocate in California for that reason only, or anywhere on the coast, because you never know when a tsunami is going to be created at you. And what a great way to devastate a local environment, a local community, a local economy, than to devastate it with a tsunami. What keeps it from happening? Who knows? But what's going to stop it from happening? An underground or an underwater nuclear explosion? To what magnitude? I have no privy to. I just tell you that all this is being engineered, much of it, from the State Department listeners in America. A student in Houston, Texas, submitted a winning project in the college and university age category. The project examined air quality and environmental justice. That's air quality and environmental justice. The prizes included a GPS, GIS software, digital cameras, and geographic educational materials. The winners were selected from 55 submissions involving approximately 200 youth from around the world. So this is my community, our Earth Partnership, June 1st, 2005, from the website of the State Department, Sustainable Development Partnerships. So this site provides information on U.S. efforts to work with other governments, the private sector, civil society, and other organizations to plan and implement voluntary partnerships that promote economic growth, social development, and environmental stewardship. It all sounds good on paper, but when no one's going to be able to own the land in the future, where's that going to ultimately take us, listeners? On April 20th of this year, Paula Dobrowski, Undersecretary of State for Global Affairs, gave opening remarks at the inaugural awards ceremony for the Supporting Entrepreneurs for Environment and Development Initiative. SEED is what it was called. Dobrowski praised the five award winners for their efforts to improve the quality of people's lives in the developing world by delivering needed services such as clean water and teaching environmentally friendly farming techniques. Well, that is all fine and dandy, but if drought inducement is being used on these countries to create more refugees, listeners, if weather modification is being utilized for these purposes, these sinister directions, how are we going to stop it? Owning the Weather 2025 from the Air Force, I would say owning the Weather 2005 would be more appropriate. The website for the U.S. delegation on the UN CSD, Council on Sustainable Development, -13, and it's located on Sustainable Development Partnerships website. It is very, very involving, very revealing, and very, very important. Keep in mind, these directions are easy to find if you have a computer. And you learn about the U.S. delegation on the 13th session of the U.N. Commission on Sustainable Development, which was held April 11th through the 22nd of this year. You'll learn all the different statements by various people, including Paula Dobrowski. You'll learn on further background on initiatives. You'll learn about these sustainable development directions that are very, very ominous to Joan Vion and to myself and to you out there that are listening and that are concerned. It is the number one premier secret in the world, Agenda 21. says, when you hear the word sustainable development, you hear Agenda 21. And there's the crux of the problem, listeners, the crux of the situation. I say, Prince Charles, a sustainable prince, the United Nations Global Straitjacket, and our Global Neighborhood from the UN system are three books worth having in your library to constantly focus on these different directions that are being tuned into us. Promoting networks to deliver concrete results, developing critical tools to foster progress in the implementation era, coming from these different directions. Once again, listeners, community by community and country by country, governments, international organizations, business, NGOs, and others are partnering and collaborating through networks to turn international commitments into action. It's the UN system, listeners. We'll be disarmed. We will have no say in what happens to our property in the future if we don't increase our numbers. Stay with us. Called American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. The pledge line, listeners, the pledge line to Republic Broadcasting is 800-724-2719. Pledge your support to this network. Pledge your support by buying products from this network. And pledge your money to keep it rolling. This is the only hope we have at this stage of 2005. 800-724-2719. So community by community and country by country, governments, international organizations, business, NGOs, and others are partnering and collaborating through networks to turn international commitments into action. These are international commitments, listeners, that you and I had no say in. This should anger you all. These networks share common goals. What are their common goals compared to our common goal, listeners? Any vision on how they can work together to deliver concrete results? What are the concrete results going to be? Take from the rich countries, give to the poor countries. That's their lingo. Are we really a rich country? When we live a country full of debt note dollars, where it says on the front of our dollar bill, legal tender for all debts public and private? This is an artificially sustained, and there's that word, sustain. It's an artificially sustained economy. It's an artificially sustained country. We live a life of the Federal Reserve System, listeners. And Alan Greenspan is the alternate U.S. governor of the IMF of the U.N. system. When we go over to the Middle East to fight Iraq because Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, when Israel has weapons of mass destruction, well, what are we doing over there? We're creating sides for an ultimate World War III. As our military is being used overseas, we have a border problem south of the border of us. It's been purported by some that violence is at the border. I've been predicting that for years, that that would happen and come. And who's going to come to our rescue in America when the border is out of hand? Countries from Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, or another part of the Soviet bloc will be in our country because all our troops will be gone and they'll bring in soldiers from another country to patrol our border. I can see it. I can see it as if it's going to happen tomorrow. I can see it. The plan direction is well underway. And certainly that executive order by Clinton, signed by Clinton in 1998, December 10th, on the 50th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, implementation of human rights treaties is paramount to where we are today, listeners. Paramount. So these networks, they say, share common goals and visions. Not us, though. Not us as a country. It's up to us to make a difference, to restore our constitutional republic, to restore real money in our society. Does it sound too gigantic to get to the bottom of, to make a difference? Only if the American people continue to slumber. Only if your friends and neighbor continue to sleep. It affects everyone. And according to Sustainable Development website, these networks are not a substitute for domestic policies. Oh, really? And our domestic policies are pushing and maneuvering us to disarm everyone. And that is our big paramount problem. We'll be back tomorrow with Joan Vian on the first hour and Darren Weeks on the second hour. Stay tuned for John Stabmiller, and good afternoon to all of you listeners.